Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A domestic violence suspect on Staten Island shot an NYPD officer in the hand, then was shot and killed by police.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is joining us. Peter, how did it all begin?
There was a domestic violence incident last night, and this morning the victim saw the suspect in the case and called police. Cops showed up, they drove around with a woman in their car. When she spotted the suspect, they let her out of the car, went to arrest the suspect, and that's when a struggle ensued. According to the police commissioner, cops used a taser on the man. He, at that point, became more combative, pulled out a gun. One of the cops grabbed for the gun. The suspect fired it twice. Cops fired three shots. A female cop was hit in the hand, and the suspect was wounded and killed.
So, Peter, what's the condition of the wounded officer, the one who was shot in the hand?
So this female cop, 3 years on the job, an immigrant, the mayor wouldn't say from where she came, but someone who really had it as her mission to become a cop, was shot in the left hand. She was undergoing surgery at the hospital. She is expected to recover.
Peter, we understand the dead gunman had a long rap sheet.
He did indeed. Multiple arrests. He recently served 5 years in prison. There are reports that he's been identified as 39-year-old Gregory Edwards. Cops do have body cam images of the suspect with the weapon, and they did recover a 9mm pistol.
Well, Peter Haskell, thank you for the report.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.